Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Hindenburg Disaster, A History from Beginning to End by Hourly History, offers a compact, narrative-driven look at one of the most iconic aviation tragedies of the 20th century. Centered on the German airship LZ-29 Hindenburg and its final flight in May 1937, the book frames the disaster within the larger story of the golden age of rigid airships, when lighter-than-air travel promised comfortable, long-distance journeys across the Atlantic. It introduces the technological ambition behind Zeppelins, the international prestige tied to record-setting flights, and the political atmosphere of the 1930s that shaped how the Hindenburg was promoted and perceived. Moving toward the landing at Lakehurst, New Jersey, the account highlights the chain of circumstances that turned a routine arrival into a catastrophe witnessed by spectators and reported worldwide. By combining background context with a clear timeline of events and aftermath, the book helps readers understand why the Hindenburg became a symbol of both modern progress and sudden vulnerability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, airships and the promise of a new travel era. A major topic is the broader rise of rigid airships and why they mattered before the age of widespread commercial airplanes. The book situates the Hindenburg in an era when long-range flight was still developing, and when passengers valued comfort, quiet, and the experience of travel as much as speed. Zeppelin technology represented a blend of engineering daring and practical logistics, massive frameworks, internal gas cells, engines mounted for long endurance, and a passenger environment designed to feel like a luxury liner in the sky. This context helps explain why governments, companies, and the public invested attention and money into airship programs. The Hindenburg was not just a vehicle, but a statement about national prestige and industrial capability. The book also underscores the limits of the airship model, including weather sensitivity, operational complexity, and the safety debate surrounding lifting gases. By mapping these factors, readers can see that the Hindenburg disaster did not happen in a vacuum. It occurred at a moment when airship travel still seemed viable, yet was increasingly competing with faster, improving airplanes. Understanding this foundation makes the later disaster more than a shocking event. It becomes a turning point in transportation history. Secondly, design, operations, and the controversy over hydrogen. Another key topic is the Hindenburg itself as a technological and operational system, including the choices that shaped its risk profile. The book highlights how airships depended on careful weight management, disciplined procedures, and tight coordination between crew, ground teams, and weather conditions. It also draws attention to the central controversy, the use of hydrogen as a lifting gas. Hydrogen offered strong lift but carried an obvious flammability hazard, while helium, a safer alternative, was scarce and politically restricted during the period. This trade-off influenced not only safety perceptions but also how the airship was marketed and managed. The narrative emphasizes that large vehicles can be both impressive and fragile, where small failures, misjudgments, or environmental changes may have outsized consequences. Readers are guided through the practical realities of flight planning, mooring, and landing routines, which were often demanding even in good conditions. By focusing on design and operational constraints rather than treating the disaster as pure mystery, the book encourages a more realistic view of historical accidents. It shows how technology, policy, and economics can converge to narrow the range of safe options, sometimes with tragic outcomes. Thirdly, the final flight and the Lakehurst landing attempt. The book gives significant attention to the final voyage, building a clear timeline that helps readers grasp how quickly normal operations can shift into crisis. It describes the Hindenburg's transatlantic journey and the approach to Lakehurst, New Jersey, where landing procedures required coordination with ground crews and were heavily influenced by weather. The arrival phase is portrayed as a high-stakes routine. Mooring a massive craft depends on timing, wind, and careful handling, and delays can add pressure to decision-making. By focusing on the landing attempt, the book emphasizes the concept that many disasters occur close to the end of a trip, when the task becomes most complex and margins can shrink. The narrative also shows how spectators and media attention amplified the moment, because the Hindenburg was a celebrated symbol of modern travel. The final minutes are treated as a sequence of observable events rather than sensationalism, clarifying what is known publicly about how the airship approached, maneuvered, and prepared to secure lines. This structured recounting helps readers separate the emotional impact of the famous imagery from the operational reality of bringing a huge airship safely to the ground. Fourthly, fire, shock, and the search for causes. A central topic is the disaster itself and the enduring question of why the Hindenburg burned. The book addresses the immediate human experience of the fire, the rapid spread of flames, and the chaos that followed, while also recognizing that the most lasting historical debates concern causation. it introduces the kinds of explanations that have been publicly discussed over time, including the possibility of hydrogen ignition, static electricity, material and coating concerns, mechanical failures, or other contributing factors. Rather than presenting a single definitive answer beyond what is broadly supported in historical discussions, the narrative frames the event as a complex incident where multiple conditions may have aligned. This approach reflects how accident investigation often works. Eyewitness accounts, physical evidence, and technical theory do not always line up neatly, especially when destruction is extensive. The book also explores why the disaster became etched into public memory, including the power of recorded reporting and images that traveled quickly around the world. By linking the physical event to the investigation mindset, readers learn how historical tragedies generate competing narratives and why some explanations remain more plausible than others. The result is a more critical understanding of how people make sense of catastrophic failures. Lastly, aftermath, public confidence, policy shifts, and the end of the airship dream, the final major topic is the aftermath and how the Hindenburg disaster reshaped aviation history. The book explains that the tragedy was not only a loss of life, but a profound blow to public trust in passenger airships. Even if airships had demonstrated successful flights, the visual horror and speed of the destruction made reassurance difficult. This reputational impact mattered because transportation systems depend on confidence as much as engineering. The narrative also places the disaster within the broader evolution of flight, as airplanes were advancing in range, reliability, and commercial potential. In that environment, the Hindenburg incident accelerated the shift away from large passenger airships and reinforced the perception that their risks were unacceptable. The book examines how institutions respond after such events, including changes in safety priorities, operational caution, and the way future designs are evaluated. It also highlights the enduring cultural legacy. The Hindenburg became a shorthand reference for sudden catastrophe, shaping how later generations think about technological optimism and its limits. By tracing these outcomes, the reader sees the disaster as a hinge point, where a promising mode of travel lost momentum and a new era of aviation moved decisively forward. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a fast, structured understanding of the Hindenburg disaster without committing to a long technical study. It will appeal to general history fans, aviation enthusiasts, students looking for a clear overview, and anyone curious about how major accidents can change public opinion and redirect an entire industry. The main benefit is perspective. By connecting airship innovation, 1930s politics and economics, operational realities, and the final moments at Lakehurst, the book helps readers see the disaster as a product of systems and trade-offs rather than a single dramatic flashpoint. That mindset is useful beyond history, because it encourages critical thinking about modern technologies, risk management, and the gap between public perception and engineering complexity. Compared with similar books that either sensationalize the fire or drown the reader in dense technical arguments, this title aims for accessibility and coherence. Its beginning-to-end format emphasizes narrative flow and key takeaways, making it worth buying for readers who want a credible baseline account that is easy to absorb and remember, while still pointing to the larger forces that made the tragedy so consequential. If you would like to support Hourly History, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.